Back to school, painful decision. From the magic question method, modifying your child's troubling behavior during and after COVID-19. Pre-order now for the whole story. Parents ask, should I send my child to school during the pandemic? The answer lies in knowing precisely what safety provisions the school has for your child. After all, the decision to send your child back to school may involve elements of real, not imaginary, danger. These suggestions are offered to the parents seen in our practice to help them decide how safe or dangerous it is to send their child back into school. The protocol below, if followed precisely by the school, will reduce the likelihood of your child becoming ill. The decision is not that difficult when you know the facts. Facts about how the virus is spread, and most importantly, facts about exactly what methods schools use to protect children from getting COVID-19. The decision is simple, because if you find that any single aspect of the protocol is not being followed, your child may be exposed to COVID-19. Now, hospital staff seldom become infected only because of rigid safety measures. While in school, protection of your child will require even stricter methods, which are outlined below. Superior face masks are used in hospitals that filter out 95% of viral material. These are the N95s. You won't see any surgeons or nurses running around wearing bandanas, which are most effective for bank robbers. At present, the government informally considers the acceptable risk of death and illness versus better education for America's children. What level of risk of your child becoming ill or dying are you comfortable with? 15%? 10%, 5%. To make a decision, you must first know exactly how humans contract COVID-19 and how the virus can be prevented from spreading. How do you get COVID-19? COVID-19 is a disease, severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2. It is the virus. The human body is the host for the virus. Without the host, the virus cannot survive beyond 14 days and usually only a few hours. The only pathway into the lungs, where the virus will live, multiply, and spread, is specifically and only your airway, known also as the windpipe or trachea. The virus gets into the airway through the nose and mouth, no other way. You can touch something that has the virus on it, for example, an elevator button, a shopping cart, or a doorknob. If the virus is on these things, you will not get COVID-19 by touching it. But as soon as you put your hand to your mouth or nose, the door to your windpipe, you are likely to become infected. Truth about mask. How to stop the virus in its tracks. Wearing a certified 95% virus blocking mask, such as N95 or KN95, is the only effective way to avoid getting infected or passing the infection onto others. Surgical masks are at about 35% effective in blocking virus. They are used primarily to prevent surgical teams from passing germs to the patient. Bandanas are rated about 15% effective, and dust masks about 10% effective. All but the N95 may provide a false sense of security. With proper mask, if the following protocol is adhered to in your child's schools, the probability of infection of your child from others at or on the way to school ought to be near zero. Unexpected problems with mask. At the time of writing this book, there is no one study measuring the length of time children will tolerate mask. Mostly, masks are manufactured in two adult sizes. The third size is a small mask intended for children. However, because children are still growing, one size will not fit them all. All in all, research has covered nearly every aspect of transmission of COVID-19, except how long children will keep masks on their face, their ability to wear the mask properly, or how to best train compliance. Since the outbreak, two physicians believe that they were infected through the eyes and ears. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, said, "You should protect all the mucosal surfaces, so you have goggles or an eye shield, you use them. However, at this stage, it is not universally recommended. What you need to know in order to make the decision. To arrive to an educated decision about the safety of your child, you must find out about every item listed below from the school or regulators. Any item that is missing or is unclear may expose your child to infection. If you receive a lengthy notification, be sure to circle any items that are confusing and ask about it. Remember, no question is silly when it comes to your child's well-being. Schools plan for your child. Advanced preparation and education of parents and staff and children. Opportunity to ask questions about these items via webinar. How the virus is actually spread. Protocol for waiting at the bus stop, delivering of children by car or walking. How will masks be distributed and how frequently? When should a mask be discarded? Methods of developing tolerance of mask. Transportation to school. Duties of monitor. Take the temperature of each child before entering the bus and query each parent regarding COVID-19 symptoms. Duty of parent. The parent must be at the bus stop to ensure social distancing and take their child home if fever is detected. The same applies to children who walk or are driven to school. See below the protocol for walk-ins. Duty of bus driver. Distribute children to seats not marked with taped X's to ensure social distancing. Duty of school staff upon entry or dismissal of bus children. From the bus, children would debark segmentally, with staff permitting one bus, then another, to have children debark. Wearing mask, these children will immediately go to their designated classroom. The same is done in reverse at the end of school. This procedure will help to maintain social distance at the two busiest times of the school day. Children walking from home. A parent must accompany the child so that before entry of a student, designated staff will check the temperature of the child and query the parent about COVID-19 indicators. Children who have a fever or other indicators of COVID-19 will go home with their parents. Split days, shifts. Depending on the size of the student population, the day is divided into two or three shifts. Bus availability may be a financial issue. The shift strategy may be rotating days. Children only go to school perhaps for 2 days, with the other 3 days devoted to at-home learning. The school week may be extended to 6 days to reduce the amount of at-home learning. This would involve additional funds. Social distancing. The standard is 6 feet distance. However, this is not enough in school. Also, in school, desk aisles for teachers and students to walk. If two students get up from their desk at one time, they will only be a few inches apart. Therefore, 8 feet distance instead of 6 is recommended. Cluster grouping. This is a scheme where a limited number of children stay together in a cluster throughout the day. So long as social distance is maintained, it should be as safe as the other social distancing strategies discussed here. Food and snacks. Because masks must be removed to eat or drink, the policy regarding whether or not food and snacks are permitted depends on how the school day is structured and how social distancing is implemented. In schools, where children come only a few hours a day, food is less likely to be an issue. Children eat at home. Some schools plan to have students eat in open spaces, outdoors where social distancing is easier to implement and where airflow is more protective. This outdoor method also allows a carefully monitored mask break. Weather will be a factor. Ultimately, the school must have a clear indoor social distance strategy to deal with eating. Stuff from home. Cell phones. These are breeding grounds for germs. Usually people have them less than 2 inches from their mouth. All items brought into school must be carried in a backpack. They may be taken out to use at the appropriate time by children, but never passed to others. Assignments are collected at the student's desk by the teacher, who will take appropriate precautions. Playground and gym. These areas that are often used to play are not to present a problem so long as social distancing is used in the time to and from these locations and in the activity.